Going right around the country for Ausmade. It's Matty Garwood playing the biggest Aussie hits at night. And Melbourne alt pop singer, songwriter Ellery Cohen, he's been on the rise for the past couple of years, delivering emotional raw melodies and incredible live performances. We're going to have a chat to him tonight because we want to hear about what's happening with live performances at the moment. And he's got a brand new single out. It's called Change Like That. He's joining us right now. Ellery, thanks for coming on, mate.
How you going?
Good, mate. How about yourself? How are you coping with everything that's happening at the moment?
Very well. Currently in lockdown.
Yes?
Going well.
So whereabouts, you're in Melbourne, whereabouts are you finding yourself in lockdown?
Just at home at the moment.
Yep.
I haven't been told to stay inside, mm-hmm. but I think at the moment it's pretty important that we all kind of do our part to self-isolate, so that's what I'm doing at the moment.
Yeah, you can just put your focus into responding and getting it all out there with your brand new single, Change Like That.
Yeah, that's for sure.
How did this one come about for you?
Maybe about 8 months ago, mm-hmm. I was kind of just battling through a whole lot of my personal mental health stuff, and I think it was really important for me to kind of express it in my music and kind of went to the studio with my producers and kind of said, this is what I've kind of been working through, and I really think it's important that we kind of share it with people. And I think it's just a topic that so many people in the world, especially at the moment with this virus going on, I think everyone's anxiety is so high at the moment, and I think it's important. I think it's a song that's super relevant now more than ever.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things that we can come from this is that positive light. People can turn to music, can't they?
Yeah, that's for sure. It's one of those things that all of us at the moment are kind of experiencing, and we can kind of band together in it. And that's what the song's about. All of us are kind of not alone in this, and we're all experiencing all of this together, you know, not just the virus, but just life in general. We all kind of are journeying together, and once we kind of see that we're kind of not alone in it, that's kind of when stuff starts to change.
Now, you had a couple of other singles as well that's kind of changed your trajectory, because we had Us in 2018, then Read Your Mind in particular, getting the big commercial spins. How have you found the difference between 2018 to 2020 now and pushing forward with your career?
It's been so crazy. Like, I've been so lucky to have music go, you know, the way that it's gone, and you know, like, I'm super blessed by the opportunities that I've been given. And it's a weird thing, like, I was talking to someone the other day, they said, what's the craziest thing that's happened music so far? I said, like, just hearing my song on the radio is like, it's still kind of such a surreal thing. Yeah. You know, like,
with isolation at the moment, are you finding that there's going to be some time to be creative? Have you got some new stuff that you're going to work on?
My producer came around the other day, we did a live stream, just some songs. That's what everyone's doing at the moment. I'm kind of loving it. I'm loving seeing so many of my favorite artists just online.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We're all in the same boat, all as musicians and artists, and even we're finding now with the restaurants and hospo, everyone is just having to adapt.
You know, I think banding together is the best thing we can kind of do at the moment, and chatting about the new song, that's the whole vibe of the song. You know, the bridge talks about, you know, maybe I'm not alone. It's pretty wild to release a song in the middle of this chaos, but I think, you know, it's a song that's super relevant to the time. It just happened to be dropped right in the middle of a chaos, yeah.
Now, 2020 was going to be massive for you. Obviously, some rescheduling going on at the moment.
At the moment, like, I think just with everyone in general, like, we just don't know what's happening. I'm still writing, I'm still in the studio. We just don't know at the moment. Hopefully we can go back on the road. But yeah, I've definitely got some new music coming and stuff's happening for sure, but the time schedule, we just really don't know at the moment.
Are you looking to do a bit more with the live streaming stuff on your socials?
Yeah, for sure. I think it was really fun. We had heaps of people tune in the other day. We just did a whole lot of songs and chucked the invite out to people to post some songs they wanted to hear. So it was good. Yeah, we played a couple of like really old tracks I hadn't played for years.
And where can people find you on your socials if they don't want to tune into some live stuff that's coming up, or at least be able to find out when it's going to happen?
All my socials are under Ellery Cohen. Super easy. So I'm on Spotify, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Ellery Cohen. Ellery Cohen. Cohen.
We've got no choice but to play this brand new single, Change Like That. Ellery, mate, thanks for taking the time out again and coming on Ausmade.
Thanks, Hapes, for having me. This is Ellery Cohen. This is my new single, Change Like That.